Where's all the kids? Where's anything? I'm a blind man. I'm looking for Jesus. Can anyone show me where Jesus is? Can anyone show me where Jesus is? Who's going to help me? This is what the blind man was doing. And then Jesus found him. Jesus saw him. And Jesus led him to where? To wash in a pool, right? To wash in a pool. And look, Jesus has found me. And here at this font, here at this font is where Jesus found all of you. And even though you were blind, Jesus opened your eyes. For when he said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, you could see. And who did you see? You saw Jesus. Just like the blind man in our gospel lesson today. He was a blind man, just like I was blind when I had my blindfold on. I couldn't see any of you. I was just taking it real easy, coming slowly to the font, because here at the font, many, many, many years ago, long, long time ago, your pastor was baptized at a font similar to this, and Jesus gave me eyes so that I could see. And in giving me eyes to see, I could then look up at him, and I could come to the altar. And when I became 14, I was confirmed. And then I stood at his altar, and he fed me his body and blood. And he has kept me in the one true faith ever since that time. That's why this font is here. It reminds us that here, not only you, but everyone looking at you, this is where they receive their sight. That's why baptism is so important. Here is where we were given the eyes of faith. And it's those eyes of faith, dear ones, that the Holy Spirit tells you to always look to who? Who are we to always look to? I can't hear you. Jesus. I didn't think they could hear you.
Jesus.
You always look to Jesus. Just like the blind man, Jesus asked him a very important question. Do you believe in the Son of God? What'd you say, Lily? Yes, very good. Correct answer. And the blind man, at first, he didn't know quite what Jesus was saying. Then Jesus identified himself, and the man said, Lord, I believe. Just like Lillian said, yes, I believe. And you can all say that, because here's where you were given those eyes of faith. Here's where your ears were unstopped. And here is where the Holy Spirit came into your life. And he is always leading you, always guiding you to the truth of God's word. He's always reminding you of your baptism. And at your baptism is where something was forgiven of you. What was forgiven?
Your sins.
All of your sins were forgiven. Even Evan's sins were forgiven. Thanks be to Jesus. Right, Evan? Very good. So, dear friends, the lesson today for us is, it is Jesus who gives us sight. Because once we were blind, but now we see. We see what Jesus has done for us. And ultimately, one day, we will see Jesus. We will see him face to face. Just like a former blind man saw Jesus that day, and he said, yes, Lord, I believe. We all will bend our knee and say, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe that you are the Messiah. God's grace to you all. Let's fold our hands and let's bow our heads and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for opening my eyes. For Lord, once I was blind, but then when you poured water onto me, you opened my eyes. For I washed and you washed. You washed me here in this font as you washed me, just as the blind man went to the pool and went to the sent one and was washed. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for all that you do for me. And Lord Jesus, I believe. I believe that you are my Savior. And all the children said,
Amen.